Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Thursday, April 4, 2019. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening. A body recovered at a storage facility on Staten Island, and police are now working to determine whether his missing teacher, Janine Camerata, her estranged husband, still in police custody one day after being charged with assault connected to a previous allegation. Cardi B's latest court appearance has been put off. The rapper was scheduled to be back before a judge in Kew Gardens this morning in connection with a brawl at a strip club over the summer. She's now due in court on April the 19th. New York City teacher's aide under arrest for allegedly committing a criminal sex act with a minor, 45-year-old Aleda Rosario, arrested this morning in East Harlem. Mark Zuckerberg says he's confident Facebook is better equipped now to handle election meddling attempts ahead of the 2020 election. Speaking to Good Morning America, the social media founder said the company has created some of the most advanced protections against election interference, but he warned they cannot stop people from trying. Prince Harry taking aim at Fortnite now. The Duke of Sussex telling the BBC that the popular video game shouldn't be allowed in the UK. Whoa. And he says it's irresponsible for parents to let their kids play. Harry says the game is more addictive than drugs and alcohol. And as the Mets open their home season against the Nationals at Citi Field today, a new poll says most New York baseball fans are not that interested. Wonk, wonk, wonk. The Quinnipiac poll found nearly half of New York seamheads are Yankee fans. Just 33% love the Mets, 3% pick the Red Sox. The other 97% can't agree. That's just plain wrong. Since it went Zecular, weather cloudy tonight with a low of 38 degrees. Cloudy, damp, and chilly tomorrow with rain starting in the late morning. A high of 44 for live and local news 24 hours around the clock. Just say play. 1010 Wins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.